And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Idleness. This is probably my single greatest enemy, but an easy place to fall into given my way of life and nature. One thing you notice about a car left to idle is that it's going nowhere. And as humans, this can be a dangerous place to be. Dangerous because it can be a breeding ground for thoughts of doubt, fear, temptation, and anxiety. And we know that these are not of God's nature. Left to grow stronger, they can have a crippling effect on our life. It would be important to mention here there is a distinction between rest and idleness. Rest is good, productive, beneficial and necessary. Idleness may be seen as contrary to discipline, diligence, attentiveness, creativity, engagement, presence, mindfulness, participation, astuteness, direction and purpose. Idle speech may occur when we lack control over our conversations. We seek to fill the void or voice our opinion, which often leads to gossip or criticism of others. Idleness may also be seen in a lack of purposeful action. We lack a plan, some direction. Therefore, we end up doing nothing, feeling unmotivated, unclear, and unproductive, which in turn may lead us to feel like we don't measure up. There are many ways this may play out in our life. But it's the end consequences that warrant us to look at idleness seriously and address it as soon as possible. Purposeful planning, self-control, and digesting words of truth are good places to start to combat idleness. And so I encourage you to look for ways to practice these three things throughout the week.